Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
The Lord is good.
So are we excited? Hallelujah.
You know, today is our last Sunday here, service in this sanctuary. We thank God for his grace. We thank God it's just been God. Our God is a faithful God. The one that never fails. The one that never changes. Let's begin to worship him. Let's give him all the glory. It is not by power, it's not by might, but it's by his grace that we are alive. You know, Paul says himself, I'm alive because of God, not because of myself. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord.
I will bless you, O Lord. I will bless you, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless you, O Lord. I will bless you, O Lord. I will bless you, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Today we are going to actually pray, thank God for everything that God has done. Because I remember when we first started here, it was just about 4 families. And we had just 2 lines of chairs here. That was what we used to have, just this chair. One day I said, we have to put chairs so that, you know, when people come and just sit to us, it's just that, you know, You know, but we thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his grace. You know, when we came here, you know, people used to sleep. I don't know if you remember, people would be sleeping on this, you know. So that's what I mean. Even if you don't afraid, be, are you not afraid of God? You know, you see some people change. I've never seen them. Okay, this year I saw it. You see this, them, I saw them doing that. I said, what are you doing? They run away. And I say, God, on this side again, what's going on? You know, but thank God. You know, this place is clean. You don't see them around here anymore. You know, it's the grace of God. We are praying now that they will, you know, God will deliver them and bring them to the church. That's our belief in the name of God. God will do it. You know, where we are going now is another area again. Praise the Lord. We are believing God that God will not just take them away from God, God will deliver them and they will come into the church and testify of God's goodness. You know, I want to thank God for every one of you, you know, for your steadfastness, your sacrifice, everything you've been doing. You know, God is the rewarder. And he will definitely reward you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I want to welcome every one of you today. You know, we're going to be, we said to the theme for this month is Awesome God. Hallelujah. And today we're going to be looking at the topic, God is awesome. Tell somebody, say, God is awesome. Tell another person, say, God is awesome in my life. You know, he has never failed in the things that he does. So today we are going to be looking at three aspects of God's awesomeness that prove that God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. That prove that God is an awesome God, the one that never fails. We looked at that Bible verse. What are the three areas that we are going to look at? One, the things that make God awesome. One, that he's all-powerful. The God that never changes, the creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Those are the things that makes him awesome. Those are things that make him, you know, different from every other God. Hallelujah. There are so many gods, but there's one almighty God. The one that never changes. The one that can do. The one that when we call him, he listens, he hears us. He's not a deaf God. He's not a dead God. When we speak to him, he answers us. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, so the topic today, God is awesome. God is incredible in all things. He is awesome in all his attributes. He's omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. And those things, you know, describes his awesomeness. Those things brings out his awesomeness. He's a wonder-working God. Hallelujah. So omnipotent means that he's all what? Powerful. Yes, we know that God is powerful. In Jeremiah 32:17, is there anything that is impossible? There's nothing that is impossible, you know, with God. There is, and the Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee, nothing. Our God is all powerful. And also, omnipresence or all presence refers to how God is everywhere. He is here with us.
Amen.
A lot, in Africa, he's there. Wherever you are, whatever name you can call, in the forest, if you call him, he's there. Why? Because he can be present everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you know, as human beings, you know, physically, we can only be present in one place. You can only be physically present in one place. You cannot be present here and you are somewhere else. No. Hallelujah. But you can be present in one place. You know, that's why they have a tendency to know whether you are there. But our God is not a material that can be conditioned to be in one place. Praise the Lord. He's a God that has power to do whatever he wants to do. Hallelujah. Let's look at Jeremiah 1:5. You know, the Bible says, even before we were formed in our mother's womb, he knew us. Praise the Lord. Before we were formed, he knew us. That means God was even present at our conception. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at it. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So if God knows, before I entered my mother's womb, when I was giving birth to in the hospital, he was there. Praise the Lord. He was there. And he's still here with me. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, God is with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at Genesis 26:3. Hallelujah. So our God is an awesome God. He has the power to do whatever he wants to do. He's all powerful. You know, he's omnipresent. He can be present at anywhere, any circumstances. When you call him, he comes. He attends to everything. Hallelujah. He says, sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee. I will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham, thy father. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, God is, he can be anywhere, anytime. Hallelujah. He cannot be restricted in a place. He cannot be restricted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at Galatians 2:20. Then we're going to look at 2 Corinthians 13:5. Hallelujah. You know, when you have, when you serve a God that you know that is with you, he's got your back. You know, somebody will say, I got your back. But when, you know, people say that I've got your back. But in certain sense, when you are in certain places where the person cannot reach, he's got your back. He's not got your back at that time. But when God says, I've got your back, anywhere, even in the world, he's got your back. Wherever you think that nobody can reach, God has got our back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. Praise the Lord. You see, that is omnipresent. He lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise the Lord. So wherever you go, you carry him with you. Hallelujah. Is he not present?
Yeah.
So when we are thinking that he's not there, he is there, right there. Right there. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. He said, examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. So he's in us. Hallelujah. As Christians, he's in us. Hallelujah. So, and also he's omniscient, means all knowing. He knows everything, the thoughts in my mind. I might not be able to know what is in your mind. You might not be able to know what is in my mind, but God knows what you're thinking. You know, sometimes we flatter people and say, oh, even though the person, you don't like the dress of the person, ah, this dress is so nice, it fits you so much. Where did you get it from? You say, ah, it's so nice. You know, we can fake smiles. It's so nice. Oh my God, where did you get it from? And when you go back, I don't even know. What kind of dress is that? You know? But our God is not like that. When he tells you something, he does it. He has knowledge of everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at the book of Psalm 139, 1 to 6. He knows everything, what you're thinking. He knows. We cannot fool God. We can fool man, but we cannot fool God, because he knows everything. He understands every situation too. Hallelujah. That's why he can help us, because he understands every situation. He created us. So he has the power to do it. So he can be there at any time. Then he understands what we're going through. So he's able to help us. So he's able to see us through. He's able to help us overcome. Hallelujah. Psalm 139, 1 to 6. And we're going to also going to read Job 37, 16. You know, that's one thing that Job understood. He understood this God that we are talking about. That this God is all powerful. Hallelujah. You know, Psalm 139. He said, oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. He knows. Hallelujah. We are looking at the children. I might not know what Babylon is looking at me, but I might not know what Marvelous is thinking, but God knows. Hallelujah. He said, I converted my path and my lying down and I acquainted with all my ways. For there's not a word in my tongue, but lo, oh Lord, thou knowest it altogether. God knows. When you say, you know, sometimes you say some things and people read meaning into it. You know, I might say something, everybody has the way they receive that thing. They interpret it in different ways. Hallelujah. Amen. But God understands what I am trying to put across. People will misunderstand it. But God will never misunderstand because he knows what my mind, he knows my thoughts, he knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I am about to do. Praise the Lord. That's why he will not let me fail. He will not let you fall. Hallelujah. He said, thou hast beset me behind and before and let thy hand upon me. Knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Praise the Lord. So our God is a wonderful God. He knows all things. He's all powerful. Hallelujah. He's present everywhere. And also, he knows everything. The God that knows it all. Let's look at Job 37, 16. So these are the things that make God awesome. It makes him wonderful. He said, does thou know the balancing of the cloud? The wondrous work of him, which is perfect in knowledge. That is our God. The one that can count the hair on our head. Praise the Lord. How many people can count the hair on their head? Not the braids. Even when we braid our heads, there are some that you braid, you say, oh my God, I can't even count it. But, you know, the hair, he knows the number of hair on our head. Praise the Lord. That is an awesome God. Hallelujah. So these are the three things that I've mentioned that is all powerful, is all ever present, you know, present everywhere. And, you know, he has knowledge of everything, of every circumstances, of every situation where we are, whatever we're going through. You know, these are the things that actually makes God awesome. Hallelujah. So we talk about omnipotent God. Omnipotent God means that God has unlimited power. Of course, he created the universe. The second one that is omniscient God, he knows everything. Hallelujah. The God that has the power to know the future. You know, from the end, he knows the beginning. From the beginning, he knows the end. So there's nothing that he doesn't know. If he says that at my conception, he was there. Before I was formed in my mother's womb, he knew me. Because why? Because he created me. How would he know me? He created me. Hallelujah. What an awesome God. So he has the power to know the future, the present, the past. Hallelujah. He's omnipresent. An omnipresent God is a God who can be everywhere at all, at once. At once. You know, the one that understands all languages. Praise the Lord, because he created it. Hallelujah. So no matter what language you praise God in, he understands it, what you're saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 15:3, he said, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Everywhere. The eyes of God, Proverbs 15, verse 3. The eyes of God, of the Lord, are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So God sees everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything. So what are you saying? What do you think that you're going through that God doesn't know? Hallelujah. What is that thing that you think that you're going through? You know, in Jeremiah 23 to 24, we can read that, Jeremiah. He said, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Hallelujah. It's because some of us think that God is far away. When we say God is awesome, we say, ah, how awesome is it? I've not experienced anything like that. but you're going to experience him in the name of Jesus. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? No. Hallelujah. You know, children, when they are doing hide and seek, sometimes I laugh. So the child will be standing right there. He's telling them, oh, I'm hiding. Can you see me? He's right there. You know, little children, they can't hide very much. They hide. God will help us. He's hiding. He's going to stay by the door. And he say, I'm hiding. And the mother is saying, where are you? And the mother pretends as if he can't see. I'm here. You can't see me. The mother is actually pretending. Whereas the child is there. The mother is seeing, but he doesn't know. You know, we cannot hide from God. He said, do not I feel heaven and earth, seeth the Lord? He feels heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, that's why I want us to go to the book of Nehemiah. But we're going to read the book of Deuteronomy 10. We're going to read 12 to 17 first before we go to Nehemiah. Deuteronomy 10. You can do the Amplified or New Living Translation if you want to. Deuteronomy 10 from 12. I'm going to read from 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But reverently, to fear the Lord your God. Hallelujah. To fear him, that is to walk in all his ways and to love him and to serve the Lord your God with all your mind and heart. Praise the Lord. God is those three things. God is awesome, but God has an expectation of us. God has an expectation. Can you go back to that word again? There's an expectation of us to experience his awesomeness. There's an expectation of him for us to experience who is that is all powerful, that is all present in our times of need, that he has knowledge of what we are going through, that he has knowledge of where we are. He has knowledge of where he's taking us to. He has knowledge of where we think we want to get to, that we are not there yet, but God has knowledge. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because he can take us there. Hallelujah. Amen. But one thing that he said, do what? Fear the Lord your God. That is to walk in all his ways. And to love him. And to serve the Lord your God with all your mind and all your heart. Those are his expectations. Is that too much for us? Praise the Lord. Is that too much for us to love him? For us to reverence him, for us to fear him, for us to respect his word. That is God's expectation for us. To experience him, to experience his powerfulness, to experience his awesomeness, to experience his wonder-working miracles. Hallelujah. And with your entire being, go ahead. To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To keep. It's not enough to hold the Bible. It's not enough to say I'm a Christian. It's not enough to come to church. What he expects for us is to do according to his will. Hallelujah. Behold, the heavens and the heavens of heavens belong to the Lord your God. The earth also with all that is in it and on it. Everything belongs to him. Hallelujah. There is nothing. You know, when a man dies, you wonder. The man doesn't know what is going on in life anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He doesn't know. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But when a man dies, that's not the end. Because this body that we are seeing is nothing. It all rots away. But the spirit man will give an account. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. See, yet the Lord had delight in loving your fathers, and he chose their descendants after them. You above all people, as it is this day. So circumcise the foreskin of your minds and hearts. Be no longer stubborn and hardened. Hallelujah. Go back to that. He says, circumcise the foreskin of your minds and hearts. Be no longer stubborn and hardened. Our minds, our thoughts is very important. Because sometimes, outwardly, we dress as if, oh, we are holier than thou. But inside is different. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of us are, you know, we are replica of, oh, do as I say. Hallelujah. But inside, what you're thinking is different. Hallelujah. He's not for the Lord your God is God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great and the mighty, the terrible God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He does not take any bribe. Praise the Lord. Why? Because we serve him, we defend us. Hallelujah. He will defend us. You know, when I started school, I didn't know how I was going to complete it. It was not easy for me. But God helped me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God helped me. Because I was trusting God. I wasn't trusting in my ability. Because my ability will fail me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My ability will fail me. But God will not fail me. And he did not fail me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our God is awesome. The one that never fails. Hallelujah. He's not partial. If somebody say, oh, why is that happening? You trust in God more. That's all you need to do. Fear God and reverence God. Because sometimes you don't know what how they reverence God. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. We're going to look at Nehemiah. Let's look at Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah. Hallelujah. I want us to look at that book and just read. Nehemiah was a man that loved God. He loved God. And God proved himself, because God is looking for, we read that book, the book of Deuteronomy that we read. From 12 to 17, God is expecting us to love him. And Nehemiah was somebody that represented that, what God is looking for. And God showed him, proved himself in his life. Hallelujah. He says, and it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes some king will not even bother. If you have sad out your business, just serve me and get out. You know, there's sometimes that you're going through something, nobody will even take note. But the king took note this day because God caused it to come to pass. And I want to read this so that we'll go back and see what Nehemiah, who Nehemiah is. Did he fulfill the expectation of God? Because in this way, God showed his awesomeness. He said, I couldn't have seen that I'm not sick. This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very so afraid. And said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad? Where the city, the place of my father's people, lieth waste, and the gates therefore are consumed with fire. It was bold. You think it was ordinary for him to be able to stand and talk? No. At that point, for you to be able to talk before the king, you are sad, that's an offense. Then you're able to talk. God was with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was God that caused it to come to pass. For the king to even notice that he was sad. Then for him to have the boldness, it was God that gave him that utterance. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, our God has not changed. He's still the same God. If he did it before, he would again. Hallelujah. So then the king said unto him, me, for what does thou make the request? So I prayed to the God of heaven.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father, Sepulchre, that I may build it. He was bold to say that. But what did they say? He prayed. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be? He didn't say, what? You want to leave? Because he was a slave there. He was a slave there. But God gave him the favor. Hallelujah. So for Allah, the king did not say, oh my, you want to go for what? When you're serving me, you want to go back. You are a slave. But because God's hand was in it, God was present there. God was the one leading him. Hallelujah. Everything was saying was not just him, but God giving me utterance. Hallelujah. So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. It pleased the king. Why? Because God is working it out. Hallelujah. The all-powerful God is working it out. The one that is ever present was present there. Hallelujah. You know, he's present. We might not see him, but we see the work of his hands. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we say, how can God be here? No, but we see the work of his hands. Hallelujah. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. He's not just saying, let me go. He's not saying, give me letters so that all those people will not kill me on the way. I said, this one going, you know. And a letter unto us, the keeper of the king, for that he may give me timber to make beams for the gate. Everything he requires. Hallelujah. Everything he requires. You know, somebody say, everything I require, God will provide. Hallelujah. You know, God will use somebody. God will use the helper of my destiny to get me to where I'm going. Hallelujah. Because God will use the helper of destiny to get you to where you're going to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. According to the what? The good hand of my God. God granted, because God was there. You know, the word was upon him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to see that Nehemiah was a man that loved God. He was a man that met the expectation of God, of what God wants. You know, tell your neighbor, are you meeting the expectation of God? Are you meeting the expectation of God? Okay. You know, because for God to actually work in our lives, we need to understand where God is taking us. We need to understand the principles of God. Hallelujah. I want us to look at the book of Nehemiah 1:11, 1:4, then 1:11. Then we are going to go to Nehemiah 2, verse 20. Let's look at 1:4 first. And it came to pass when I heard this word that I sat down and wept and mourned 7 days, and fasted and prayed before God of heaven. You know, when they told him that the gates of Jerusalem was destroyed. Hallelujah. Amen. He felt it. It's not that his own father's house was destroyed. He's talking about the gates. You know, the gates. Gates actually serve for something that protects them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, if the gate is broken, that means that people will say that our God, the gate that protects us, the gate that God that has been built there, is now destroyed. That means that we are gone. And he felt it. And he fasted and he prayed. Sometimes some of us are waiting for us to declare, for the pastor to declare fasting and prayer before they fast and pray. Hallelujah. It works, but do you have your own time of fasting and praying concerning certain things? Do you have your own time? He didn't wait and say, oh, let the priests in Israel, let them, first of all, let them, when they think about it, then I will fast. And no, he took it upon himself. He fasted and he prayed. Then he left and said, oh Lord, I beseech thee, let thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servant who desire to fear thy name. You see, the servant who desire, he's talking about himself, who desire to what? Fear thy name and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy. This was what he did before he went to meet the king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. He prayed. He acted. You know, he acted to what God wants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not enough for us to just weep over our problem. It's not enough for us to be sad about our problems. But one thing is very important is that our will should be in line with God's will, should be in tune with God's will. Somebody saying, how will my will be in tune with God's will? When you hacking on to the word of God, when you hacking on to his word, hallelujah, the all-knowing God, the one that made the way for Nehemiah. It wasn't just Nehemiah that was affected, but the people. He was able to go and build the wall of Jerusalem. The things that they require, now he's a slave. He's just a cupbearer. But God granted him favor that he was able to get all the things he needed, the woods he needed, everything that he needed. He got them. Hallelujah. I want us to stand on our feet and just pray at this time. The all-powerful God, the all-present God, the God that has knowledge of everything that we are going through, that understands where we are. We might not understand where God is taking us. We might not understand how far God has taken us. You might not understand that sometimes the situation that we're in is because God is taking us to unexpected, and God is taking us to a place that he has proposed for us. Sometimes we do not understand that. But God has a purpose for our lives. Hallelujah. He's the awesome God. Our God is awesome. The one that will not fail in the name of Jesus. That's why when Nehemiah, because he was committed to God, when he asked, when he went before the king, he didn't go by himself. He went with God leading him. He went with the presence of God, with God being there. And when he spoke, God, I'm sure God was pushing, you have to listen. Everything that he said, you have to answer. Hallelujah. God was there, making sure, answer him, give him the correct answer. That letter must be given to him. Even the wife of the king was there. You know, some women have just said, how can a slave, you are listening. Can you get up and get out? If you are sad, you are sad. Go and die. But because God's hand was in it, because God was present there, they had no choice but to sit down and listen. And they had no choice but to listen to what God is telling them to do. Because God was giving them direction to understand what he was going to do. I want us to pray today. I want us to pray for ourselves. Because God expects a lot from us. And that expectation, if it doesn't come to pass, we do not, you know, we will not experience what Nehemiah experienced. We will not experience the hand of God. The powerfulness of God will not experience it. I want us to pray for ourselves today and say, Father, help me to do your will. Begin to open your mouth and pray for yourself. Father, help me to do your will in the name of Jesus. Help me to do your will in the name of Jesus. Help me to do your will. I cannot do it by myself. I cannot do it by myself. Help me in every areas that I fail to do your will. Father, forgive me and help me to do your will in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we will pray.
Amen.
You know, when Nehemiah told the king what he wanted, God caused him to find favor. I want you to pray concerning yourself. What is that thing that you're believing God for? There is nothing that he cannot do. He's all powerful. He's all present. He was present there when Nehemiah was saying this thing. He gave him that utterance. He also gave the king, oh yeah, listen to him. Listen to him. Everything that he said, you have to say yes and give him what he wants. We want to pray today. But what is that thing that you're believing God for? Begin to pray and say, Father, let me be favored in the name of Jesus. Let me be favored in all my endeavors this month in the name of Jesus. Let me be favored. Cause your favor to rest upon me in the name of Jesus. Cause your favor to rest upon me. In the name of Jesus, cause your favor to rest upon me. In the name of Jesus, cause your favor to rest upon me. In the name of Jesus, you are Alpha, your Omega. You are the beginning, you are the end, O Lord. Father, Lord, cause your favor. Cause me to be favored. In my going and cause me to be favored. In my coming, cause me to be favored. In my door, cause me to be favored. In the name of Jesus, cause the church of God to be favored. In the name of Jesus, that was favor. That was favor from God. The God that never fails. The God that never changes. The Bible says he was what? Favored. Hallelujah. He was favored. Amen. We're also going to pray. He's all powerful. There is nothing that he cannot do. Sometimes we have situations that are holding us down. We have situations that is beyond us. We have certain situations that we cannot even tell anyone. But there's nothing hidden from God. Hallelujah. God knows that thing. We want to pray today. God did not just cause him to be favored. God opened doors for him. Hallelujah. All those governors, he gave them, you know, they gave him the letter that when they saw the letter, they gave him everything that they wanted. We want to pray that God, we open doors in the name of every door that has been closed against our destiny, every door that has been closed against our progress, that God should open it in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to open on their own accord in the name of Jesus. Every door that has been closed concerning our destiny, concerning our progress, concerning our promotion, Father, let them begin to open in the name of Jesus by reason of your power, by reason of your power, in the name of Jesus. Every door that has been closed against us, every door that has been closed against our children, every door that has been closed against our progress, every door that has been closed against our wealth, Father, in the name, let them begin to open. In the name of Jesus, you are Alpha, you're Omega. You are the beginning, you're the end, O Lord. Beside you, there is no God that can say. Father, in the name of Jesus, let them begin to open. Let them begin to open. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, one thing that I know, that God will never fail us. The Bible says that he's a present help in times of need. In times of need, is there to help us. Hallelujah. Is there to help us. When we look at it, Nehemiah had no choice but to go to the one. When in times of trouble, who do you go to? Nehemiah went to God. He did not go to say, oh, this and that. He went to God. Because when you go to man, sometimes they might convince you to do things that you are not supposed to do. But he went to God and prayed. He fasted concerning that thing. And God, the one that never fails, the one that never fails, answered him. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the king said unto him in 4, he said, for what do thou make request? Hallelujah. That thing that has been holding you back. The king said, what does that make me? His heart was heavy. He knew what he wanted, but he cannot just go to the king and tell the king. Praise the Lord. And God orchestrated what happened because he has prayed. God orchestrated it. And it happened. You know, things don't just happen by accident. God orchestrates some things to happen. That's why it happened that way. That the king noticed that, oh, he's sad. I pray that the Lord will cause you to be noticed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Begin to open your mouth and pray for yourself that this month, the Lord will cause you to be noticed in the name of everywhere that you have been failed, everywhere that you have been disappointed, the Lord will cause you to be noticed and it will be taken care of in the name of Jesus. Everywhere that you have been disappointed, everywhere that you have been shamed, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause me to be noticed and cause me, O Lord, to be faithful in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You You know, when he said, if it please the king, let letters be given to me, to the governor, beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come to Judah. And a letter unto Adva. What did the king do? He gave him the letter. He gave him the letter. Praise the Lord. Is anything too difficult for him to do? There is nothing impossible for him because he's all what? Powerful. He's all powerful. There is nothing. Sometimes we are afraid. Hallelujah. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Our God is a faithful God, the one that never sleeps, the one that never, you know, slumbers. He's a God of faithfulness. Hallelujah. Is anything too difficult for him? Is anything too difficult? There is nothing difficult for him. Hallelujah. I want us to lift up our hands. What is that thing that you want God to do for you? What is that thing that you're believing God for? You are here today because you love God. I want to believe that. I want you to lift your voice and say, Father, my Father, my Father, open doors for me in the name of Jesus. Let your windows of heaven fall upon me. Begin to open your mouth and pray. Father, in the name of, let your windows of heaven be open upon me. Let your windows of heaven be open upon me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Even concerning your children, even concerning the church of God, even concerning that family member. Father, in the name, let your windows of heaven, Mare Katasaka, every disappointment, to Lord, let your windows of heaven rest upon us. Let me disappointment leave in the name of Jesus. Every shame, let it disappear in the name of Jesus. Every pain, let it disappear in the name of Jesus. Mare Katasaka, every distress, let it disappear in the name of Jesus. Let your windows of heaven be open upon me in the name of Jesus. Let it be opened. Let it be opened in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we'll pray.
Amen.
He's Alpha, He's Omega. He's the beginning and the end. There is none like Him. There is none that can be compared with Him. You know, the beside Him, there is no God. Hallelujah. There is no God that can save. There are so many enemies that we pose as friends. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are so many enemies that we pose as friends. We want to pray that the Lord will expose them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every enemy that is posing as friends, Father, expose them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, expose every enemy that is posing as friends, to destroy my destiny, to destroy your Lord, your purpose of my life. Father, Lord. Father, expose them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name we'll pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We have heard your word. Your word is life, O Lord. You are all powerful, O Lord. Father, do wonders in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, let us experience your awesomeness in our life this month, the many part of this year in the name of Jesus. We will not weep, O Lord, over anything in the name of Jesus. Every door that has been closed against us, O Lord, they will be opened in the name of Jesus. By reason of your power, by reason of your might, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We have come upon your presence, O Lord. Father, Lord, let testimony abound in our lives in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Everything that we lay hands on, O Lord, they will be fruitful. In Jesus' mighty name, we will not weep over our children in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, O Lord. Even those that have traveled, the Marine Gardens, O Lord, Father, Lord, pray, Lord, that you bring them safely, and everyone that has traveled, O Lord. Father, O Lord, those that have gone for wedding, those that have gone for celebration, graduation, Father, O Lord, we pray, Lord, that, Lord, you're going to protect and shield them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
Amen.
Are we blessed in the house this morning? You are God, the one that never.